Took the break a little bit early. Want to allow enough time for our next guest. Because there we're going to have a special guest in the city of Lubbock very, very, very soon. Tomorrow, in fact. Dr. Walter Williams will be in Lubbock. And joining me to talk about that appearance and also the Texas Tech. And if you have not heard about this, you really need to do a little bit of research. The Texas Tech University Free Market Institute. Joining me to talk about that, the director of the Free Market Institute, Dr. Benjamin Powell, over at Texas Tech University. Dr. Powell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. I'm fine. Good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. You have a big guest coming in, don't you?
Big in prominence and big in size as well, yes. Williams is a big man. He's about 6'5", 6'6", and a national personality. Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow. Yeah,
get him over to the United Spirit Arena afterwards. He can show the team some jump shots or something, maybe.
Well, you know, he's the sometimes host of Rush Limbaugh, and one time a while back, he and Charles Barkley got onto it on the show, and he challenged Charles to a one-on-one.
Oh, that's greatness.
Yeah.
That's greatness. Tell folks about the event. It's Dr. Williams coming in tomorrow, correct?
Sure. So just briefly, I mean, the Free Market Institute here is new at Texas Tech. It started back last January, and one of the things we do is put on public programming for the undergraduate students, faculty, and the wider Lubbock community. So this is one of those. We do about three of these talks per semester, not all of them as bigger personalities and names as Walter Williams, but all who give good public lectures. So Williams is going to be talking at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, 5:30 to 6:30. It's a free event open to the general public. And before the event, there'll be a book signing, actually, too. He'll have three of his recent books available for purchase and signing from 4:45 to 5:15 in the afternoon. All of this is going on campus over in the Student Union Building. The big event will take place in the Allen Theater, which is inside the Student Union Building, and the book signing will be just outside of that. Williams is going to be talking on the topic of his talk is the role of government in a free society.
Well, that's a big topic. That is something that people need to be concerned about.
Yeah, it's a big topic, although if I were giving the talk, it would be a pretty short speech. When I asked Williams what he meant, what he intended to talk about on the role of government in the free society, he says, well, its basic role is to not keep everybody from sticking their hands in somebody else's pocket.
Right.
So I have a feeling much of the talk will be on what the role of government is not.
Right. And I guess this is going to be, is it a one-hour speech, two-hour speech? How long will this last?
Yeah, it's a one-hour speech. It'll go from 5:30 to 6:30, and he'll probably cut it off, you know, 10 minutes early, so there's some time for a few questions from the audience or something like that.
This is one of those topics, though, where you really wish it was maybe a little bit longer, because this is an important topic. It is every single year, but it seems as though with everything you do have going on nationally, this is something that people are paying attention to, or at least they should be paying attention to, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, this is really, I mean, why the Free Market Institute at Texas Tech was founded. This institute got started from the generosity of a West Texas rancher who approached the university. And he said, you know, this country's just going in the wrong direction. Our government's getting increasingly bigger. Our economic freedoms are shrinking. And worse yet, young people don't understand the benefits of a private enterprise system and how it leads to prosperity. And, you know, actually just today, this is a news item today. I'm doing some radio shows later in the day. The new Economic Freedom of the World annual report came out, and the United States, again, is not doing well in it. Historically, we've been the second or third freest economy in the world, and in fact, the largest free economy in the world, but we've plummeted in these rankings. We're sitting now down at 17th in the rankings.
Wow. And why is that? Is it because just the growth of government?
It's the growth of government kind of across the board. And by the way, I should say that this isn't a new phenomenon under Obama. About half of the decline in economic freedom happened under Bush's watch. It's
sure.
Just the rate of decline has increased under Obama. But the worst one of them, probably all, is the decline in our security of our property rights and sanctity of contract. Basically, government's not doing a good job of protecting property rights and enforcing contracts as written. And as we think about these things over the last decade, I mean, we can go back to the atrocity that was the Susan Kelo verdict in New London, Connecticut, where they ruled that the government can use eminent domain to take one person's private property and transfer it to another private party for the purposes of economic development. And there's a new rage going on now, starting in California, where cities are trying to use eminent domain to seize mortgages from banks against their will, and rewrite the mortgage for the people, and take a profit in the process of this. And of course, during the financial crisis, all of the rewriting of contracts that the government was doing with its bailouts and interventions, that's probably the most troubling decrease in economic freedom. But we've also seen the growing bureaucracy and regulation. Our freedom from regulation has decreased. The size of government that's spending is way up. I mean, our budget deficit is huge now. All of these things kind of across the board. Actually, ironically, as we measure it, the only area of economic freedom where we really haven't seen a decrease the last decade is the soundness of our money, which is kind of amazing after QE1, two, and whatever. But that's mostly a product of how they measure it. It's just because price inflation hasn't kicked up yet.
We're visiting with Dr. Benjamin Powell, the director at the Texas Tech Free Market Institute. They will have a big guest in tomorrow talking about the role of government in a free society, Dr. Walter Williams. Dr. Powell, tell us a little bit more about the Institute, the Free Market Institute. You said fairly new. What is your goal as the director of the Free Market Institute?
Well, the mission of the Free Market Institute is to promote this teaching and study of how free markets operate. My personal mission is to put Texas Tech on the map as one of the premier places in the country and the world to study free market economics. So with this, the first grant that was given to the university, I'm hiring two more faculty members who share similar research and teaching interests along with us this academic year. We've got some things in the work to bring in more faculty after that. And we are running, research projects out of the Institute. One of the big ones, we just got a major grant from the John Templeton Foundation that's going to study not the benefits of freedom, but what are the causes, what are the social change dynamics that lead to a country increasing or decreasing its freedom. In addition to that, we're all teaching classes. We're bringing in new PhD students to the university. As you know, Texas Tech's on a big growth mission, particularly in graduate enrollment. So the Institute is attracting new PhD students from around the country and the world to come work with us. We're putting on public programming, doing outreach. I go on speaking tours around the country, and I expect the other faculty members that I bring in will do more of the same. Bringing world-class conferences here and visiting professors to Texas Tech, it's all part of the package that the Institute's promoting, and we're already on the map, even though we just got started.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a great institute. I think y'all are going to do some great things out there, and of course, bringing in big guests that doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt the public's knowledge of the Texas Tech Free Market Institute. Again, Dr. Williams coming in tomorrow. Where do people need to go? Do they need to get tickets in advance, or do they just need to show up?
They do not need to get tickets in advance. They just need to show up, and it's at the Allen Theater on campus, which is in the Student Union Building. It's immediate. If you go into the Broadway, into the main circle there, and then take a left past the administration building, it's right back in there. There's some parking lots around there, and they'll be flagged off to help people find them. The event starts at 5:30, but from 5:45 to 5:15, if you'd like to meet Walter Williams, he's doing a book signing just outside the auditorium there. He'll have his book on race and economics available, his autobiography called Up from the Projects. He actually started living in a very poor neighborhood in Philadelphia. He and Bill Cosby actually grew up in the same neighborhood. So he has his autobiography there, and then he's got his latest, which is basically on the role of government in a free society and what it's not. He'll be signing all of those. That's 4:45 to 5:15. And then I would recommend getting there early for the Allen Theater. It's a large venue, but we've been promoting this throughout the community, and we could well fill it up.
Yeah, I think so.
And it is free admission, so we don't know how many are coming.
Yeah, I think so. Dr. Benjamin Powell, I appreciate your time today. Where can people find out more information about the Texas Tech Free Market Institute?
Well, you can find us on Facebook as the Free Market Institute at Texas Tech, or you can find us on the web. The simple address is fmi.ttu.edu, or you can just Google Free Market Institute, or heck, just Google my name and you'll find your way there, Benjamin Powell.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Benjamin Powell. Appreciate your time today, and encourage people to head out to Texas Tech tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 6:30. Of course, if you want to do the book signing, get there about, 4:45, 4:30. To start getting in line?
Sure.
All right. Dr. Benjamin Powell, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chad.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right. So that's tomorrow. Dr. Walter Williams in Lubbock over at Texas Tech University, talking about the role of government in a free society. That should be an excellent speech. Should be an excellent thing to go to if you have the opportunity tomorrow between 5:30 and 6:30 over at the Allen Theater at Texas Tech.